Magon with another bam. Now, I don't know if they're running for hoax of the year with these psyops that they're pulling off on the masses, but it's a few of them out there on the table, like the supposed be Shankrela Robinson that supposed be go to Mexico and die there. You know what I mean? I break that down, you know, on my podcast. You can find that on Spotify, but we go get into this one with the so-called Idaho, you know, murders, the so-called University of Idaho murders. They tell you that 4 people got murdered in a so-called home. We go get into this right here and break it down, see what they're trying to tell the masses. Like I say, it's running for hoax of the year. Make it go on.
And welcome back to the News at 4. It's been 5 days since 4 University of Idaho students were found dead inside their home just off campus. And still very little details have been released about what happened that night. But here's what we know as of this afternoon. On Sunday, just before
pay
noon,
attention.
Someone called 911 to report an unconscious person at a home.
You have to pay attention here, people. Pay attention to the details that they let out. And that's how you go figure it out if you have some wisdom, understanding and knowledge, you will figure it out what it is. Now they tell you that somebody dial 911 to report an unconscious person. Basically, that's what they tell you at first. Listen again, go back.
As of this afternoon, on Sunday, just before noon, someone called 911 to report an unconscious person at a home on King Road in Moscow. That's where police found the 4 victims: Ethan Chapin, Zana Kernodle, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Gonsalves.
Hold on, and that's another thing you got to pay attention to, those names. They're not real. They're all made up. Do you hear the name? And people, I always tell you, man, I always remind you that these are all made up shit. You can't make up these names and expect them to pass. If you have any kind of brain, you're going to see it. You're going to understand. Pay attention again, people, with the names. The names alone expose them. Nobody got those names. You understand?
Pernodal.
Listen.
911 to report an unconscious person at a home on King Road in Moscow. That's where police found the 4 victims: Ethan Chapin, Zana Kernodal, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Gonsalves. We know there were 2 other roommates in the home at the time of the murders, and when police got there, they were not hurt. And police say they are cooperating.
They are cooperating. Remember, this is a knife killing, people. You go into a home, stab 4 people to death. The other 2 people in the building never even heard her. They didn't even aware of it. They actually wake up and believe that one of them people that was stabbed to death was unconscious. They couldn't see no knife wound. They couldn't see no blood. That's why they mistake it for a supposed person just unconscious. They didn't never know about the stabbing. They never call the police. You understand? About a stabbing, they call him about somebody unconscious. What that tell you? Okay, let's finish listening.
So police wouldn't go so far, though, as to call them witnesses. And yesterday, the coroner's
You wouldn't call them witnesses, but you can call them suspects. Because you can't go in a building, stab 4 people out of 6, and the other 2 ain't aware of it. How can't you hear when people get stabbed to death? Somebody gonna scream out, somebody gonna make some kind of noise to wake up the other sleeping people. You think you can go in a room with 6 people and stab 4 of them out of it to death without the other 2 knowing? That don't sound right, people. It's bullshit.
Released the autopsies and found all 4 were stabbed to death with a knife early Sunday morning. Police have not found a suspect or suspects and don't
what
have any
shit.
People of interest right now. An investigative report.
So they don't call those other 2 people that was in the home person of interest. They don't call them that. They never even call them witnesses or supposedly, you know, suspects. What happened, people? Just like I tell you in the Shankrela Robinson case, they have the people that right there and nobody get charged. That's kind of built up to be a hoax, people. You got to understand how real life works and how these stories that they give you works. Both of them don't match up with real life. Real life don't match up with these things that they're telling you. You understand? It would have been a completely different story if it was real, but it is a hoax.
Morgan Romero joins us live here on the News at 4. Morgan, I know you've been digging into this. What have you learned?
Yeah, we did learn today, Shira, that the Latah County coroner believes it's likely that at least some of the 4 victims were asleep at the time.
So, of course, the coroner didn't know. The autopsy showed that they were asleep. Some of them were asleep while they were stabbed. because they can't explain why the other two people didn't wake up while they were stabbing them. It don't matter if they was asleep, people. They're gonna wake up, and they even talk about defensive wound. We go get to that in a minute. Make it run.
And specify which of the four victims. We also know that this happened in the early morning hours of Sunday. That is confirmed. The coroner tells 7 Investigates bed sheets were taken from the home for testing.
Wow.
But she couldn't speak to
testing
any...
what? What you gonna test on a bed sheet? What a dumb shit, people. What a dumb shit.
Defensive wounds or the specific time of death on Sunday morning. Police put out a clearer picture of the hours leading up to the attack.
They released
a timeline and the locations of where all four victims were before they were murdered at their home.
But you can't really find the murders. You can't really tie nothing to the murders. You only can tie some loose ends out there, but it can't tie to the murder. Get the fuck out of here. Bullshit out. Listen.
This horrific attack on four college students happened less than a mile from the University of Idaho campus. Sororities and fraternities and their out-of-houses are mostly centralized in this area. New information from Idaho State Police reveals two of the victims, Ethan Chapin and Zana Kernodle,
were together... Those names sound weird, people. They're not real. Wow.
Saturday night, November 12th.
And take a look at that right there, people. They show you that big cross right there for a reason. It's devil work. 100%.
They went to a Sigma Chi fraternity party across from their home on King Road from 8 to 9 p.m.
Of course, you know.
The other two victims, Kaylee Gonsalves and Madison Mogan, were at the Corner Club on Main Street.
And take a look at the dates and everything, people. All called in. Okay.
About a mile and a half away from the home on King Road.
Kinda.
Police say they were there from around 10 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. After leaving the bar, the girls went to the grub truck just down Main Street.
You see how they do it, people? They know details for details all the way up. But they don't know nothing about the supposed murder. You can track, you can go back, you can do all of that shit. But you can't do nothing to tie the murder to anybody. What a dumb shit for the masses. What is all this for? Does it make sense? No, all of this shit is staged. And I tell you, people, the first time I'm sitting there watching the video that they're supposed to be released right here where they show you where they at, and I'm sitting there like, that don't look like something real. That don't look like, you know, like people just there hanging out and the camera running. It didn't seem like that to me. It seems like a staged fucking event. 100% in. Pay attention here what they're trying to show you.
From the Corner Club.
Look at them.
It's
all
about a six-minute walk. They're seen in a video from the food truck, ordering food around 1:40 Sunday morning. U of I students tell us it's a common weekend routine to go from the Corner Club to the food truck. Idaho State Police says all four victims were back at the King Road house, a little more than a mile from the food truck, by 1:45 a.m. Sunday, November 13th. What unfolded after that is unclear.
You see?
It wasn't until
you
noon
see,
on...
people? Look at all of that, people. They give you all of those supposed to be details, videos to match and everything. But when it comes down to the murder, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Wow.
Sunday, police received a call of an unconscious person. When they got to the home on King Road, they found the four victims, Ethan, Zana, Kaylee, and Maddie.
So who called about the unconscious person? You didn't never notice the other people? You say one is unconscious. Remember, all four victims dead. All of them four people is dead. How you just gonna come down and point out one as unconscious? The rest of them is stabbed up to death. Why would you call and say one person is unconscious and leave it to the police to come and find the rest of the bodies? It's garbage, people. Wake your ass up. You can't mistake somebody that's stabbed up for just unconscious. You understand? They never say somebody was stabbed or anything. They said they're unconscious. What a dumb shit.
They confirm all four were stabbed early Sunday morning.
Of course they know.
The Latah County coroner tells us all the victims could have been killed with the same knife or a very similar knife.
Oh, the hell, you know it's a knife. You don't have no murder weapon. How you know it's a knife? It could be a sword. How you know it's a knife? It could be a machete. How can you tell it's a knife? You'll never find the damn murder weapon.
Police say they haven't yet found the weapon.
You see, there you go.
And during the only and first news conference held earlier this week, reporters asked Moscow police about that video from the food truck that I mentioned. It's circulating all over social media.
Bullshit. It's all fake shit. What's circulating over social media? Where does it come from on social media? They're the one who posting it to fuck with your brain. As you could see, this one with the pyramid sitting deadly over the head. It's not real, people. It's fake shit they're giving you right here on the news.
Police Chief James Fry says this Twitch video is helping give them the time and space of where Maddie and Kaylee were leading up to their deaths.
Yeah, but you can't do nothing to tie the death to nobody. Look at this fake shit, people.
In this live stream...
It's staged, bro. Live stream. It's staged. The whole thing is staged. They stage a whole event right here to convince you. Yes, of this fake story that they got running for the hoax of the year. 100%.
Truck, you see the girls walk at the frame and up shit. To the food truck. It appears they're with a young man, the one in the hat and dark jacket. Here you can see him put his hood on. He hangs back several feet behind the girls as they order from the food truck.
He
then follows Kaylee and Maddie after they order and stands right next to them. It looks like he never ordered any food, but you can see him talking to other people there.
You see, and they can't tell you who that is. And one thing you have to remember, this is supposedly be Idaho. When you hear Idaho, what do you think of? Small town, everybody know everybody. I'm not playing. If you go back and check all of them right here, all of them in Idaho, supposedly in these areas, they know each other. Like family. That's how small these community is. How come you don't know who's under that hoodie? How come nobody know? All of these people that was on the scene, they can't tell you who is under that hoodie? It's bullshit. All made up for the dumb masses.
Several minutes later, the girls grab their food, take a picture, laugh and talk to each other, and quickly walk away.
Yeah, where is all of that? They're taking pictures right there. I told you the whole thing is made up, people. It's a dumb shit. Only if you got small brain like a pea, you believe this shit.
One of the people the young man is talking
IQ.
To points out that the girls left. He throws up his hand, waits a moment, and then appears to walk after them.
Ooh, who is it? This guy? You was highlighting this guy. It's a hoax, people. Pay attention. Let's
you
see
him wave at the girls
them.
And then walk a separate direction.
Wow.
This recording shows all three are at the food truck for about 10
minutes. What a dumb shit, people. This don't look real. Nobody can fool me. That's what you need to remember. This stage right here, this is a stage event. They stage a scene and make it a viral video. Wow. What a dumb shit, people.
You say Kaylee and
what
Madison were
proof?
Home just minutes later, by about 1:45.
How would you know? How would you know? You got no camera that's following them. How would you know?
Their home is a little more than a mile from the grub truck.
What a dumb
shit. A University of Idaho student who says he's friends with the victims told us this young man was with the girls at the corner club before this.
Still can't
ISP
tell you
says
who it is.
Authorities contacted the young man in the video.
Okay, they
and they
did.
Interviewed him as part of the investigation. They are not labeling him as a suspect or person of interest at this time.
There you go, people.
Again,
only TV. You get all of these bullshit. You understand? Where they don't label no suspect, where you can't get nobody that actually gonna charge for the crime, even though it looked like open and shut easy. Pay attention.
We're gonna turn to the latest on the urgent manhunt for a suspect.
How the fuck you know it's a man? You don't know who do it, or why would you call it a manhunt? What man is you hunting? It's garbage. The whole thing is fakery. As you could see them right here, people, all of them is fake. 100% fakery. And like I say, when they flash these people on TV, yes, you're never gonna believe what they're actually flashing you. It's just made up photos. You understand what I'm saying? I did a lot of videos on it to show you that it's possible. Forget about deepfake and them shit. They do that on you all day on TV. They have more sophisticated technology to show up these people like they're real. Show you photos and everything. I told you about the 9/11 where they tell you they have all the terrorist faces, and I show you and I tell you. They're not real. They're just computer generated. They put them all together. They can make faces with the computer. It's not unbelievable, people. You need to remember these are technology that they have hidden from you, and they're barely now showing you their hands. These people is not real. 100%
those
fake.
Four college students in Idaho. Police now say all four victims may have been asleep at the time of the attack.
No, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. You can't stop them other people. And everybody's still asleep. It don't make sense, people. One stab don't kill you. You got to understand. You stab the person, now you're awake. The person is awake now. They're not going to make a sound. So the other people going to be still asleep while this person get murdered and even fighting back. They say defend soon, so people fight back. Come on, that's bullshit, man. You're there fighting back, fighting a stabber. And the next person laying right beside you or right over there can't hear to wake up. this lay there and also get stabbed to death. It's bullshit.
Here for us in Moscow, Idaho, with more.
The reason why it's Moscow.
Yeah, Robin, good morning. Authorities tell me the other two roommates who survived were also likely asleep, but that they were in the basement. And when they woke up, they thought a roommate had passed out, initially calling friends over.
They pass out and you call friends over? How can you mistake somebody that's stabbed up for somebody that passed out? They're going to be bloody. It's going to be a bloody scene, people. What kind of knife can you use to stab somebody where they don't bleed? Wow, people.
Discovered a much more sinister scene.
What a dumb shit. You can't pass
this
that
morning,
up as real.
This morning, police in Moscow, Idaho, revealing for the first
There's
time.
There's a reason why they call it Moscow. Pay attention.
That before a 911 call was made, the two surviving roommates of a deadly rampage that killed four students summoned friends to the off-campus home, telling authorities they thought someone on the second floor had, quote, passed out.
How? Why? Why would you thought they passed out? What give you that impression that somebody passed out? Wow. Does that make sense to you people? Can you imagine somebody gets stabbed to death in a bed? What would be that scene, people? Especially somebody that fighting back. That got... Come on, man. Are you dumb or what, people? This is bullshit.
Was not waking up.
What I do know is that he
wasn't waking up
later in the morning.
Wow, people. He wasn't waking up. Wow, so you try to wake him and you can't see the stab? You can't see the blood? Wow, is he stabbing with what kind of knife? A paper knife? How did he die? Wow, knife wound and they don't bleed, people? You thought if somebody passed out, it's dumb.
They recognized that something was amiss as far as they believe that the roommate wouldn't wake up.
Wouldn't wake
up. They called some friends. The friends came over.
You call the friends. Listen, people. They call some friends. The friends come over and they still didn't understand what was going on. That was a stab to death person. And they even got three more stabbed to death right there. And the people that they call over still couldn't notice. It takes the police to come and recognize that everybody in the building almost dead. Four out of the six. Wow.
They called 911.
Wow, go back.
Was a miss as far as they believe that the roommate... Wouldn't wake up.
Wouldn't wake up.
They called some friends. The friends came over. They called 911. And that's when the officers arrived.
Police say multiple people spoke with the 911 dispatcher before an officer arrived.
You have victims with multiple stab wounds.
Multiple.
How does that translate to my roommate's passed out and won't wake up?
Yes. Good question.
So, I haven't seen the scene, and I'm not exactly sure what they saw in the morning. But
you haven't seen this scene, but you call yourself a police officer. You call yourself a law enforcement character right there. Come on, man. Remember, people, this is how they do it in court. They bring these people and they're so-called experts and they can tell you what a scene look like and tell you why the scene look like that. And they can break it down by the scene. But I'm saying, though, people, these people know what the scene would have looked like, a similar version. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you're going to say, I didn't see the scene, so I wouldn't. Of course, if you stab four people to death in their bed and anybody come on the scene, of course they're going to notice that blood there. It's a bed. What it is, red sheet. You're still going to notice that they bleed. They bled out. Wow, people, you stab somebody to death, the way they're going to die, they're going to bleed out. You can't tell me you mistake that for somebody that just passed out. Wow, you bleed when you passed out? Come on,
what
man.
What we believe we know is that when they woke up, they
woke up.
Believe that the roommate was still passed out, wasn't responding.
Wow, people, how they gonna pass this off as real? That's my question. How did you buy it for real? Come on, people. It's time to wake up. Like I say, if you juiced up, your brain gonna be fried. Your thoughts gonna be mixed up. You're not going to understand these things that they're throwing at you. You're just going to take it and run. This is not real. They can't sell it to people who smart.
To what?
I'm not sure.
Detectives do not believe anyone at the scene was involved in the crime.
You hear that, people? How can you say that? You don't believe nobody on the scene involved in the crime? Absolutely crazy, people. Are you kidding me? Who else did you see a sign of a breaking in? A breaking in entry? No. So, Oh, my goodness. All right, then. Okay.
This TikTok from inside the home showing all the roommates together just weeks before.
They're just TV characters. They're just small-time actors. This is how they do it, people. These people is actors. They're putting on a show. Nobody dies. Do you get that yet? Nobody dies. It's a hoax.
The survivors' faces blurred because police haven't released their identities yet. Mm-hmm. As the search for the killer intensifies.
Why? Why you don't release their identity? Why are you hiding them? Wow.
You say they're targeting certain neighborhoods looking for surveillance video and any new evidence.
You hear that they're targeting certain neighborhoods looking for surveillance videos. You need to target just that neighborhood, just the area, just that home. Do you understand? All the videos that you supposedly collect at the food truck and all this shit can't tell you who murdered them. So why the fuck you still looking for more videos from far and wide? You need to concentrate on that particular house, that particular area. Does that make sense, people? Let's listen more.
Looking everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Frantic for answers, Cronaldo's brother going door to door with flyers,
people.
Asking neighbors to search their properties.
It's fake, people. It's not real. No way it's real. It's just a hoax. What's that, 911? Or that 491? Let's see.
It's a horrible thing that's happened, and somebody needs to be brought to justice.
Meanwhile, Gonzalez's sister has been poring over phone records saying Kaylee made several calls to her longtime boyfriend the night she was killed.
You hear that, people? I told you, only fake cases. You've seen it exposed on the so-called internet with them tweeting and writing and talking. Just like I tell you with the Shankrinya Robinson. It's a hoax. That's why you see only investigator you see is the one on YouTube and the networks and the internet. These are the people investigating these cases. Not no police, because it's a hoax.
The calls went unanswered between 2:26 and 2:52 a.m.
You see that? All
they
coming from the sister. There you go.
He is not.
There you go, people. The sister is the one who doing the investigation and tell you who's guilty, who's supposed to be a suspect and who's not. I told you, only fake cases you can do this. Not in real cases. In real cases, it's the police doing the investigation, not these characters. You're checking phone records and calling out people. Move.
Suspect. He's not suspicious.
Of course, you know. You are police.
He is 100% innocent in this.
You hear that, people? This is a sister right here investigating the case. Can tell you that supposedly your sister boyfriend is 100% innocent. You see what I tell you? Only fucking fake cases. Only fake cases you can do that. In real cases, you have to shut the fuck up and let the police and the investigators handle it. In fake shit, they're solving the crime on the internet. Pay attention.
And this morning, police confirming he is not a suspect.
See,
but
there
they're
you go.
Still asking this tight-knit community for information.
Tight-knit community. You have to remember that. That's why I tell you, everybody know everybody. They're just pulling off a psyop right there. All of them get paid to do
right
this.
Right now, authorities have conducted 90 interviews.
Of
They're
course,
chasing
coding.
Over 700 leads.
All coding.
Of course, all this is happening, Robin, as Ethan's family is laying him to rest today.
They're laying him
to
rest.
All right, Kayla, thank you so much. We're going to bring
Don't take nothing from these clowns. You see him? Take a look at them, people. Iron Man and the masses. Take a look at the face. You believe that was a woman, right? Just like you believe that they're spitting truth on the news. Move.
A Not Too case is gaining interest all over the country. More than a week since the quadruple murder, four Idaho college students killed, still no suspect. And now we've learned the two surviving roommates called friends to the house before dialing 911. Correspondent Robert Sherman is live at the scene in Moscow. So, Robert, do we know?
You're really live at the scene, and what you need to be live there for? The murder already supposed to be committed. What can you gain there? Why is you there? It's bullshit, people.
Who made that call?
Wow. Who made the call? You have to go there to
we
tell
do,
me.
And investigators are not specifically saying who it was, but investigators are aware of who initially made that 911 call,
course.
Which, as you said, Nicole, came after individual called friends, believing that one of the people in that house behind us was just passed out. This
that
is
don't what- make no sense, people. That's where they rot at, a deep rot. They can't get out of it. Do you understand that? They can't get out of that. A point from the one where four people get stabbed in the building. other two people there and don't know. Stabbed to death, four people out of six, and the next two never have no idea. That's another deep rock they can't get out of.
It all happened last week, Nicole, and they say that those four victims were found on the second and third floors.
Yeah, that people, two, three, second and third floor, coding.
I was behind me. Those four victims, 20-year-old Ethan Chapin.
Let's go back a little bit, people. They have a third floor in that fucking house right here, people. They have a third floor on this house right here. This house that behind them, that's a... Get the fuck out of here. They got a third floor there? Second and third floor? Okay, then. All right.
And they say that those four victims were found on the second and third floors of the house behind me. Those four victims, 20-year-old Ethan Chapin, 21-year-old Madison Mogan.
All of them is fake, people. And all of them is fake. Just pay attention to the photos. They're not real. All made up computer generated photos. That's how the news do it. That's how they give you victims, even people that's on the run. All fake shit.
20-year-old Zaina Kernodle and 21-year-old Kaylee Goncalves.
Of course,
police
say
the 21
and 20
likely stabbed
all
to death in their sleep. Some had defensive wounds on their bodies.
The defensive wound tell you that it's bullshit, people. The defensive wound meaning that they was fighting back. So they might have a cut on their hand because they hold on to the knife or something. That's what they call defensive wound. So that means the person, the people that getting stabbed was up and awake. You understand what I'm saying? At some point, even if they were asleep at first, when they get stabbed, they wake up and was fighting back. So why nobody here to wake up, people? Why nobody wake up and it's only one single man? Supposedly, how much people did that murder? You say you have a manhunt going on. How much people did that murder where four people get stabbed to death in one home and nobody aware of it? It makes sense to you people?
At this point, Nicole, there are still a lot of unanswered questions
Of course,
here.
That's
no
what
suspect.
You get in fake shit.
They don't have a murder weapon and they don't have a motive.
That?
But despite all these questions being unanswered, investigators are standing by their belief that this was a targeted incident. Take
you
a look.
That people, they say it's a targeted incident. That's all they know. Wow. Just like they can tell you a so-called mass shooting is a hate crime right away. Of course, it's a hate crime if they're shooting up somebody. They're shooting up people that they don't know. It could be a hate crime anywhere you want to take it. But it's all division scheme. But pay attention to this right here.
Based on the evidence at the scene and based off of what we believe that we know, and again, these are from specialists who've been inside that location, is that it does appear to be targeted. I believe that the chief had mentioned
How can you tell they targeted? How can you tell? Wow.
Yeah, there was no appearance of forced entry into the location.
All right, people. All right, there you go. A matter of fact, I know a case that's going on right now with a supposed boy kill his family, his mom and dad, murder his parents in the home. And he actually called 911. But the problem is, they're saying that there's no forced entry in the house. So they just say, yes, it's his son. The son was like 14 or 15 years old when it happened. And he's supposed to be charging for the crime. He's charging for the murder. Even though they don't have no evidence of him doing the crime, supposedly. But all the facts lined up said that nobody coming in the building from outside, no foreigner. So that's why that person is on trial. So why would you basically mark off those two people that left in the building and said they're 100% innocent? Where would you get that from? Why wouldn't you call them a suspect? Those are the only suspect you have. Point blank period, the only suspect you have. And then you said there's no forced entry. No sign of forced entry, meaning the killer is inside. So you said the people's been targeted and all of that dumb shit to scatterbrain people. But no, they're not targeted. The people's that in the home, he's the suspect. No forced entry, meaning it's no foreigner in the building. That is the people who dare actually do it. Now, you say the killer is slappy and the killer do all of this. Did you see blood mark? Did you see blood prints on the door to get out? Do you see any handprints around with blood on it? Since they was fighting back, they're stabbing all these people. Blood coming out of them and You go over here, you stab another one, and you have to stab him 10 times to kill him because he's fighting back. You have blood on your hands. You got blood on you. Did you see a bloody boot walking around in there? Did you see a bloody handprint on the door? All of them things gonna tell you what the fuck is going on. So what is this right here? Why is there buckle and shuffling now? Like I'm gonna mention again, in Forensic File and First 48 and all these TV shows that they made up and put it on to make you believe in these police and law enforcement or easy they solve crime, it's bullshit. So now you're showing us this right here, want us to believe that it's real. You got all that evidence, you got all that shit piled up, and you can't even point on a suspect. Does that real? What happened to the fucking forensic? Where they at? The ones that are on Forensic Files. Where they at? Why? Where is they at to solve this crime? Get out of here.
Well,
bullshit.
I believe that he'd also mentioned the fact that there were two surviving roommates.
Yes.
And you hear again,
look, people, and look at this right here. It's I told you it's fake shit. Now, whose vehicle is this? We just say price. What is this? One price. But pay attention, people. What is these they're taking out the home? What this going to do, people? What is they doing with these brown paper bags? It's supposed to be a 100% bloody scene. What is this? What, they got some bloody sheets in that paper bag? You better get out of here. They're fooling the dumb masses. And what is they doing there? Wow, I told you it's a hoax, people. Time to wake up. These are fake scene, government scene. They put together. You see that? They can't show you a real license plate on none of these cars. Wake your ass up. Stage
There's
event.
Two surviving roommates there. Mm-hmm. It is believed, Nicole, that one of them called a friend first, believing that the people inside the house were just passed out.
So if somebody passed out, you call your friend? No, you're supposed to call 911. This is bullshit, people. It makes no sense.
Called 911. Wow. That's when all four of those bodies were found. Look at this. But investigators do not believe that either one of those roommates were at all involved in the killing.
Why? How? The same day they tell you that, people, the same day the crime happened, supposedly, they let these people walk free. They have nothing to do with it 100%, but yet there was no force entry. How did these people that killed them get in? While they were asleep. Sleeping people can't let nobody in the home. What's going on, people? Told you. Did you find any loose ends? It's not real. It's a made-up shit. That's what they do. They're capturing your attention. Why they're destroying you for the end of times. That's why they're giving you all these fake stories back to back to back.
That we had
to
here
back.
Today. We walked around downtown Moscow and the University of Idaho campus pretty empty at this point.
There you go.
Many students have gone home early for the Thanksgiving break. And the university expects that some aren't going to feel comfortable coming back after the Thanksgiving holiday. You talk to people here in this community and they say that this is such a quiet little town.
Listen.
And they feel like that bubble of security.
Yeah, that quiet little town. Like I don't tell you, they pull off a lot of psyops in those small little town. All you need is a few people to cooperate and bam.
Been popped.
Concerning for sure. And I'm trying to make an effort not to let ladies walk home alone or anything.
What?
It's not expected. Because this is such a small town. Seems
ladies
pretty quiet.
Walking home. What are you talking about, ladies walking home? Nobody got killed walking home. They got killed in their home. Wow, man.
Investigators say they're going to need the public's help in order to bring this case
yes,
home.
Course.
They've had
Always.
Over 90 interviews with folks here in the community. Mm-hmm. Over 700 tips come in. Those
Everybody
are continuing to rise
news.
Day by day, and they're combing through those meticulously, Nicole. But still, they said somebody somewhere has that piece of information they
you
need.
Hear that, people? Somebody somewhere got that piece of information. I guess they say it's you having it. You got the information since it's you solving the case, people. It's not real. Why you think they're letting you solve in the case? Move.
Were the four college kids brutally
murdered?
Watch
this right here, people. Pay attention. Or they're going to tell you they die. Listen.
With a knife like this one.
You see, they know exact what kind of knife kill them. You see what I say, people? A knife like this one, and they know exact knife that kill them. Just a TV hoax, you hear me? Look out for the TV show later. That's what it's about. You go call the Idaho murders. the Idaho quadruple murders. That's how they do it, people. It's nothing but a TV production.
It's called a Rambo knife. It's got a 7-inch blade. You can see part of the steel blade is serrated. Detectives have been going to Sporting Goods and other stores in the area to ask if they sold a brand like this.
You hear that, people? They know already what the fucking brand is. If they sell a brand like this, meaning they know the brand of knife that commit the crime. I'm done. I'm done with this shit. You believe that, people? The brand of knife? So they know the brand of knife. They know it's a Rambo knife. Why the fuck you call a Rambo knife? You need to wake your ass up. It's just TV. It's just TV, people. It's nothing real about it. They're running muck on your brain with Idaho. They're faking the dumb masses.
The actual murder weapon has not been found.
Okay, so how the fuck you know what's the murder weapon and the brand of murder weapon? How would you know? Wow.
Are searching dumpsters. Wow. Hoping to find it. The mystery deepened, people? When police revealed the shocking information.
Every time you see them, they either have an Idaho or a big high on one of them. It's not real, people. And all these pictures of them hanging out, it's a fake shit. Wake your ass up.
That two other roommates were inside the house when the four students were slaughtered. Published reports identified the roommates as Dylan Mortensen and Bethany Funk.
Bethany Funk. I'm done, man. I told you they can't fool me. You see, when I got this mindset right here, people. This mindset right here, man. It's hard as a rock. They can't move me with it. This mindset that I got, they can never pass off nothing fake again. It's over. Do you understand that? That's the kind of mindset you have to have in this world. None of these fucking shit pass off as real. None of them pass the mag. Bethany Funk. You better get the fuck out of here. All of it is fakery. The name, the faces, they all fake.
21. Have they lawyered up? Are they concerned about being questioned? Are they cooperating?
My understanding
is that they're fully cooperative
with the investigators. The local
police chief says
the people that supposedly be tried for the case are charged, are basically be a suspect. They're fully cooperative. You believe that? What can you cooperate with if you're dead sleep while the crime going on? How the fuck you gonna cooperate with what? You don't know nothing. You don't know shit. You lay there dead supposedly.
Cops
while the whole thing happened.
Until 9 hours after the murders.
You hear that, people? You see that? Just like the Shankrila Robinson, both of them hitting you the same time. They all fakery. 9 hours after, that's when they called 911. Calling again.
Of surviving witnesses to an incident at 3 or 4 in the morning, and the 911 call didn't come until noon?
I don't think I ever said that they were witnesses. I said they were there. So, you know, we don't know why that call came in at noon and not in the middle of the night. But I'm not going to go into what they shared that night.
This is the house where the murders took place.
Everybody's there that reporting. Everybody's standing right there and said, this is the home, and pointing back. You believe that it's real, people? Which one of these newsmen you believe, or these news reporter you believe, actually at the house? It's good for your psyche to understand that they're not. They never did. It's just fake shit, people. It's TV. Welcome to technology, just in case you're dumb. That's a green screen, and they just put the home right there. On the screen behind him. He never there.
He padlock on the front door, but friends say many people knew the code. Around the back of the house is a sliding door.
They have a keypad for the door and everybody know the code. There you go, people. That's how they get in. Wow.
Which may have been unlocked. The house is large. Six bedrooms and three...
Bam. Six bedrooms. There you go, people. 3-6 is coding show up again. Okay.
Bathrooms. Police aren't saying where in the house the four bodies
They can't tell you because it is a hoax. Nobody died.
In a day of fast-paced developments, the manager of a food truck popular with students says he remembers victims Kaylee Gonsalves and Madison Mogan ordering food at 1:30 a.m. Sunday. It's only about 2 hours before they were murdered. He also noticed a man who appeared to be watching
them
seen in this video.
Of course, people. The people that in the food truck, they notice that somebody watching them. You see that? Pay attention.
Seems like a guy arrived similar at the same time that they
do. Is that
do.
Him?
Wow. It seems like he almost looks exactly at the camera, and then puts a hat on and pulls his hood up, and then starts moving off to the side, and then is hanging around the truck, seems interested.
And why you have this busy day, supposedly a busy night, with people coming for food from the food truck, you still get a chance to notice that dude looking at them and putting on a hoodie. Pay attention.
And then leaves around the same time that they leave.
Police have not named any suspects, but are walking back their controversial claim that there is no threat to other students at the University of Idaho.
They know there is no threat. It's a hoax.
Cannot say that there's no threat to the community.
Of course you didn't say
and
that.
And as we have stated, please stay vigilant. Report any suspicious activity.
They always want you to do that, as you could see the pyramid right there with the clock on it. It's all coding, people, and I told you already, police is 33 coding. Why? They're running a lot of psyop on the masses. You can't get it?
And be aware of your surroundings at all times.
A handful of students held a vigil at the campus gates last night. Many have fled the campus.
Please stand and join us.
All bullshit.
A moment of silence.
The slain were also remembered at a University of Idaho basketball game last night. Kaylee Consalvis' sister.
Take a look at them people. They are all fake. 100%. And they're always going to put somebody in the spotlight and say, yes, that's their family member that died. Pay attention.
For special coverage of the mysterious murders of four University of Idaho students, all of them stabbed as they slept.
Hear that?
November
13th,
1 week ago Sunday. The parents of one of the victims said that police have collected a lot of evidence from that house.
Hear that, people? The police have collected a lot of evidence from that house. But pay attention here. Listen. And I'm going to show you it's a hoax. Pay attention.
Police told them the killer was, quote, sloppy and left behind a mess.
Wow.
But police have not yet made an arrest, not yet named a suspect.
You hear that, people? Yes, the person that do the crime was sloppy. And he leave behind a big mess. He's sloppy enough to kill four people out of six without they know. Nobody aware. He killed four out of them and left. And he's sloppy. You still can't figure out who killed them yet. But the killer is sloppy. You believe that, people? You can't come up with a suspect. You can't come up with a name. Not even close. But it's a sloppy killer. You see that right there? It's just a hoax, people. You hear me or not?
They haven't found the knife that was used to kill those kids.
Of course.
They do say that... they're not even sure at this point if the killer is still in town.
You see?
The same town where the murders happened, Moscow.
How would you know that, dude? Remember, this gotta be somebody who they know. You don't get it, man. Okay, then.
And that means the town, the university, the students, and their families, thousands of miles away, are still living in fear until this butcher is caught.
Yeah, what they call him, a butcher. Until this butcher is caught. I already told you what it is, people. It's a hoax story.
And Chris Anderson, he's a retired homicide detective who spent several years as a fugitive unit supervisor.
Really?
He is the co-host of the Discovery
you better
Plus
bust
series,
out alive, because none of the rank is real.
And has a podcast out with his co-host, Fatima Silva. And Joseph Scott Morgan is a certified death investigator and distinguished scholar of applied forensics at Jacksonville State University. He's the host of the podcast Body Bags.
All
Joe,
TV
I'm going to
characters
begin with you if
body
I can.
Bag.
DNA phenotyping. I need you to explain
you
to me why if they get any little piece, microscopic piece of that killer, whether it's hair or transfer DNA from his hands.
Look at the fucking face of this one and you know it's bullshit, people. It don't take a lot to spot them. It is bullshit. But if they find a little speck of hair and all of this shit, if the killer is sloppy, you should already have him. He don't left a speck of hair. He don't left no forensic off him. And he's a sloppy killer. Get the fuck out of here.
Microscopic piece of that killer, whether it's hair or transfer DNA from his hands or blood. Maybe there was a fight and he got cut too.
Hear that? Maybe it was a fight. That's why nobody aware of the killer in the building. He end up killing four out of six.
He build who he is effectively. Yes. Can you explain this?
Can build who he is.
And if they can get even the smallest amount, as you you mentioned, it's amazing what they can do.
It's
they can
amazing.
Actually recreate a facsimile of this individual. It goes to things like the color of the hair. Stature.
Color of hair.
Nationality.
Stature. How the fuck you gonna find that again? With what?
They can look for certain racial characteristics, mm-hmm,
racial
eye color.
Characteristics.
Mm-hmm. It's quite amazing.
All them people live there the same.
It won't be, say, for instance, the mm-hmm. exact person at that moment in time.
Thank you for watching. Go to
that dumb shit. What did you teach us in this, you man in a drag? Look at the face of this one. Wow, I tell you, man. All you have to do is look at the character. I don't give a fuck what they say out their mouth. They can't tell me no truth. I'm looking at the character and say, are you really what you appear to be? What you trying to tell the masses what you are? Is it real? Because I never see nobody that can't fit in their skin. Why your skin stretching so tight under the neck? You have on the wrong suit? Move.
Those horrifying campus mm-hmm. murders horrifying. At the University mm-hmm. of Idaho. Police are mm-hmm. confirming for the first time that they're looking into report that one of the four victims may have had a stalker.
You hear that, people? They're looking into stalker. One of them four victims have a stalker. What a dumb shit. I told you it's not real. Only fake shit they do this.
Kena Whitworth, only fake shit. Good morning, Kena.
Look, people. Plaid clothing on.
Yeah, Michael, good morning. Authorities mm-hmm. say they have looked extensively into reports of this mm-hmm. possible danger. And as of this morning, mm-hmm. they have not been able to identify or verify a stalker. Mm-hmm. And as this investigation continues, they are pleading.
Why mention it to the public? You're looking into somebody having a stalker, one of them that die. Why tell it to these news reporter? Why tell it to the public? That's not how the police investigate. That's not how they do work. Why would you tell the public about a damn stalker? You don't have no story and no stalker shit, but you just want to tell the people, yeah, one of them have a stalker, we are aware of it. It's bullshit.
With the public for information.
Mm-hmm.
In a desperate search for answers, police in Idaho say mm-hmm. they've received hundreds of pieces of information mm-hmm. regarding one of the murder victims, Kaylee Gonzalez, mm-hmm. potentially having a stalker.
You hope to provide clarity.
Why would the police come and tell you that? Why would he tell you that? What it got to do with shit? You don't understand. Nothing is put together yet. No dots connected. Why tell the reporter about it? TV show.
In regards to TV Kaylee show. Potentially having a stalker.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the whole Kaylee. Situation. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a whole nother.
And he holding the pyramid the whole time under the banner right there. It's a Illuminati puppet. Lying to the masses. As you could see, the eagle right there is Freemasonry with the star under it. Okay.
It's all another dynamic mm-hmm. of this investigation. The
dynamic.
And so that's something mm-hmm. obviously that we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. But this morning, authorities say wow. they have not been able to.
They're looking at it, people, and they announce it to the masses. What a dumb shit, people. Everything the police looking into in a case, they announce it, they put it out there. Wow, so you're putting the killer on the toes or what? What's going on here?
Verify or identify one. This comes as police receive other tips from the community, mm-hmm. like surveillance video, mm-hmm. which could help investigators piece together a timeline leading
it?
To the gruesome stabbing deaths of Gonzalez, Madison Mogan, Shanna Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin at this off-campus home.
Wow.
But I can show you what you miss. Mm-hmm. Another potential lead for mm-hmm. detectives, videos like these of the students posted to Kaylee's TikTok. They could help.
People, yes, they post it on TikTok. I already told you, man. You better wake your ass up. It's just a fucking fake shit. And I always tell you about ABC always showing TikTok on their news. Same TikTok that they say, get rid of that. Get rid of that. What do you think? Why is this big company, ABC, always have to show you TikTok? Is the same people on them? You better wake up.
Investigation. This one showing her, Maddie, and Shanna, seen dummies. Along with their mm-hmm. surviving roommates, whose mm-hmm. faces we've blurred. Mm-hmm. One of the
of
last videos
the face,
posted shows Kaylee and Maddie, lifelong
you
know, best friends.
Mm-hmm. In a case like this, though, where the victims and mm-hmm. the survivors were all so active on mm-hmm. social media,
you hear that?
Is that helpful to the investigation to learn about them mm-hmm. and their friends and their lives?
Well, I think it's both helpful and it also just enlarges the investigation overall. Mm-hmm. It just
that?
Has more people for us to try and mm-hmm. contact and mm-hmm. try and get.
You hear that, people? That's the internet, right? At, I told you, investigating on the internet is what's going on in fake cases. They just put it out to you and let you break it down and try to get the theory out of it that you thought happened. That's why it's so much loose ends, people. What do you think it is? It's something for you to solve. It's not real. It's not real murders. Nobody die. Just a hoax again from Idaho. Like they tell you they get the potatoes from there. Another hoax. I'm gone.